إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا.
Truly, it is only associating others with Allah in His divinity that Allah does not forgive, and forgives anything besides that to whomsoever He wills. Whoever associates others with Allah in His divinity has indeed strayed far away. Truly, it is only associating others with Allah in His divinity that Allah does not forgive. In this and the following verses, we are asked to consider coolly the end result of obsession with rage and anger, and what kind of people one chooses to identify with in place of the righteous people from whom one foolishly disassociates oneself.
إِن يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا إِنَاثًا وَإِن يَدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا.
Rather than call upon him, they call upon goddesses, and call upon a rebellious Satan, No one sets up Satan as his god in the sense that he makes him the object of his ritual worship and declares him to be God in so many words. The way to make Satan one's god is to entrust one's reins to him and let oneself be drawn helplessly in whichever direction he wants. The relationship between the two is, then, that of worshiper and worshipped. This shows that either absolute, unreserved obedience to or blind following of anybody is tantamount to worshipping him, so that whoever indulges in this kind of absolute obedience is guilty of worshipping a god other than the one true God.
لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا.
Upon whom Allah has laid His curse. He said to Allah, I will take it to myself an appointed portion of your servants. This shows that Satan is determined to lay his claim to a portion of men's time, to their effort and labor, to their energies and capacities, to their material belongings and to their offspring, and would somehow trick them into devoting a sizable portion of all these in his cause.
وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُّبِينًا.
And shall lead them astray, and shall engross them in vain desires, and I shall command them, and they will cut off the ears of the cattle, and I shall command them, and they will disfigure Allah's creation. He who took Satan rather than Allah for his guardian has indeed suffered a manifest loss. And I shall command them, and they will cut off the ears of the cattle. The reference here is to a superstitious Arabian custom. It was customary among the Arabs that after a camel had given birth to 5 or 10 young to slit her ears and let her go in the name of their deity. They considered it forbidden to put her to any work. Likewise, the male camel that had caused the birth of 10 camels was consecrated to some deity. The slitting of ears symbolized this consecration. And I shall command them, and they will disfigure Allah's creation. To alter God's creation in some respect does not mean changing its original form. If that was meant, human civilization would have to be considered satanic in its entirety. For civilization consists essentially of man's putting to use the resources endowed by God. Hence the alteration of God's creation, which is characterized as satanic, consists in using a thing not for the purpose for which it is created by God. In other words, all acts performed in violation either of one's true nature or of the intrinsic nature of other things are the result of the misleading promptings of Satan. These include, for instance, sodomy, birth control, monasticism, celibacy, sterilization of either men or women, turning males into eunuchs, diverting females from the functions entrusted to them by nature, and driving them to perform the functions for which men were created. These and numerous similar measures are enacted by Satan's disciples in this world, which amounts on their part to saying that the laws of the Creator were faulty, and that they would like to reform them.
يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا.
Satan makes promises to them and fills them with vain hopes. But whatever he promises them is merely delusion. Satan makes promises to them and fills them with vain hopes. Satanic operations are based on making attractive promises and raising high hopes. Whenever Satan wants to mislead men, whether individually or collectively, he tries to inspire them with utopian expectations. In some, he inspires expectations of ecstatic pleasure and outstanding success in their individual lives. He inspires others with prospects for achieving national glory. To still others, he promises the well-being of mankind. He makes people feel confident that they can arrive at the ultimate truth without the aid of revealed knowledge. He deludes others into believing that God neither exists nor that there is any life after death. He comforts others with the belief that even if there is an afterlife, they will be able to escape punishment through the intercession of certain persons. In short, Satan extends to different groups of people different promises and expectations with a view to seducing them.
أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا.
For these people, their abode shall be hell, and from there they shall find no way of escape.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا.
But those who believe and do good, we shall cause them to enter the gardens beneath which rivers flow. Here they will abide forever. This is Allah's promise in truth, and whose word is truer than Allah's?
لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
It is neither your fancies nor the fancies of the people of the book which matter. Whoever does evil shall reap its consequence and will find none to be his protector and helper against Allah.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا.
Whoever does good and believes, whether he is male or female, such shall enter the garden, and they shall not be wronged in the slightest.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا.
And whose way of life could be better than that of he who submits his whole being to Allah, does good, and follows exclusively the way of Abraham, peace be upon him, whom Allah took for a friend.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا.
Whatever is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. Allah encompasses everything. Whatever is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah.
To submit to God is the best course for man, for it conforms fully to ultimate reality. Since God is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that lies therein, the only right attitude for man is to give up his unlimited freedom and willingly commit himself to serve and obey God.
Allah encompasses everything.
If man will neither submit to God nor stop acting in defiance of Him, he should bear in mind that he can never escape from God's grip, for His power encompasses him completely.